Random House Audio presents Underground, The Tokyo Gas Attack and the Japanese Psyche by Haruki Murakami. Translated from the Japanese by Alfred Birnbaugh and Philip Gabriel. Read for you by Fyodor Chin, Ian Anthony Dale, and Janet Song. Part 1. Underground. Preface. I would like to make clear that I borrowed useful ideas toward the composition of this book from the works of Studs Terkel and Bob Green. Leafing through a magazine one afternoon, I found myself looking at the reader's letters page. I really don't remember why. I just probably had time on my hands. I rarely ever pick up Ladies' Home Journal or the like, much less read the letters page. However, one of the letters caught my attention. It was from a woman whose husband had lost his job because of the Tokyo gas attack. A subway commuter, he had been unfortunate enough to be on his way to work in one of the cars in which the sarin gas was released. He passed out and was taken to hospital, but even after several days' recuperation, the after effects lingered on, and he couldn't get himself back into the working routine. At first, he was tolerated, but as time went on, his boss and colleagues began to make snide remarks. Unable to bear the icy atmosphere any longer, feeling almost forced out, he resigned. Sarin is a nerve gas invented by German scientists in the 1930s as part of Adolf Hitler's preparations for World War II. During the 1980s, it was used to lethal effect by Iraq, both in the war against Iran and against the Kurds. 26 times as deadly as cyanide gas, a drop of sarin the size of a pinhead is sufficient to kill a person. The magazine has since disappeared, so I can't quote the letter exactly, but that was more or less what it said. As far as I can recall, there was nothing particular.